I really hope I'm not alone in this because if so, that's going to be so embarrassing. And I'm embarrassing myself. I'm embarrassing. Hey, friends, I'm so excited to talk to you guys today because your girl has been struggling. And you know, I like to air it all out. You know, I like to tell you everything about myself for I don't know why. But it helps me and it helps you. I wouldn't be here without my community, so I just want to thank you so much and to let you know that you guys make me feel so much less alone through all everything that I've aired out. And hopefully I make you feel the exact same way because you guys really do make me feel less alone. And as much as I'm the one talking, maybe giving you a new awareness, maybe making you learn a thing or two, you guys help me just by watching and listening. Even as like a silent listener or watcher, it's so, so helpful. But if it is helpful, make sure to download these episodes on podcast because that's how I know you guys feel a little less alone. You don't have to make a big long comment. You don't have to make a big huge statement. You don't have to embarrass yourself on the internet like I do. Just those downloads, those likes, and the subscribes really, really just let me know that I'm not alone. So thank you guys so much for being here. I love you guys more than anything in the world. But let's just get into it. Let me just air myself out. Because your girl messed up this week. Your girl messed up this week. But I know I'm not alone with this. And if I am, I feel like someone's lying. Someone is lying. Someone is lying. Lately, I have been losing my goddamn mind. Like, literally. Like, I am about to smash my head into a window. But, okay, we're not going to say all that now. All right, stay with me now because I know this might not make any sense. But it does to me. It has to make sense to somebody. I don't know. During the winter, I struggle probably the most I ever do with my mental health versus, like, the other seasons of the year. Yes, it sounds like seasonal depression. Yes, it's like that, but I'm not, that's not where I'm going to today, okay? Lately, I've been feeling so overwhelmed, so overworked, so burnt out, so icky, so depressed, so sad, so all the negative emotions. And I don't mean to sound like a Debbie Downer. I don't want to start this podcast episode of being like, oh, feel bad for me. My life sucks. Yeah, that's not what I'm trying to do at all, okay? I do want to start that off here. But lately, I've been feeling like absolute crap. I've been feeling overwhelmed. I've been feeling overworked. I've been feeling all the negative emotions. And throughout my entire life, I always have struggled in the winter. Like, once it gets cold out, I've always just struggled. So now every winter rolls around, and I find it so hard and so depressing. And I have no idea why I have been feeling the way that I do lately because nothing has been going on. I've been taking pretty good care of myself. And I thought this winter would be better because I've been taking care of myself. No. I feel like every year and every winter, my brain and body still feel like how it did in the winters prior. I don't know if this makes sense. It's like a body keeps score type of thing. Like, it isn't like a flashback. Like, I'm remembering things from, like, trauma or anything. I'm not, like, sitting here, like, remembering, like, oh, I'm traumatized. I'm having a flashback. It's more of just my body is in, like, fight or flight mode or freeze mode. And I'm in freeze. Like, I don't know what to do because I don't know what's going on. Nothing's wrong. Like, literally nothing is wrong right now. And at this point, I do feel like my body's keeping score. And I'm telling you right now, like, I know it is not a flashback. This is not a flashback. I know it's not a flashback. But I know, like, during the winter seasons, that is when I've gone through hard times as well. Like, okay, time out and pause because I was really trying to avoid trauma dumping on you guys. So I was keeping this trauma a little PG because, again, I'm not really trying to trauma dump on you guys.
My cat died and my parents got divorced and my boyfriend broke up with me. And reminder, this all happened in 1 week in one winter. That really sucked. The one winter I was dealing with SH and I was getting punished for it. There was a winter where I thought my parents were going to lose our job and we were going to lose our house. Like, every winter just hasn't been, like, the greatest for me. And now I don't know if my body's, like, expecting something to happen and that's why I'm in freeze mode, like, trying to protect myself. And I don't know what freezing's going to do for me or, like, sitting in my depression is going to do for me. But I just feel, like, stuck in all the past winters, if that makes any type of sense. And I know I'm 100% accountable for changing how I feel and the way that I act and the way that I react to these things. I can't just be like, oh, every winter has sucked, so now I can expect every winter to suck and I'm just gonna let it suck because it sucks. I can't be like that either, but like, I don't know. I've been struggling, right? Okay, I've been struggling. Your girl did not do a great job at at good coping skills. I'm laughing. It sounds funny. Man, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you guys what I did anyway. It's so embarrassing. I'm not managing to the best of my ability, okay? I'm not resorting to, like, old, terrible habits But the mind is wandering and I feel like I'm not doing as much work as I should be doing. And also I've been like isolating like a frick ton. So I've been isolating, my mind's wandering. I'm probably making it a little bit worse for myself, okay? I'm fully aware. I'm trying my best. I'm just airing this out to make you feel a little less alone because we all go through it. If you sit here and say that you can get your life together like that and it's so super easy, you're lying. But give me the answers if you are just getting better at the snap of a finger, because it's a lot of work. It's a mental battle. It's a mental battle. But with me thinking and my mind wandering and me being in my head, the thoughts were really thoughtin', and I was really thinking, and I was really feeling lonely, okay? Well, curiosity then began to kill this cat right here, okay? It killed the cat. Curiosity killed the cat. Me and my ex were together for like 3 years, and it was a very intense relationship. I have borderline personality disorder. He's got something going on there because he didn't treat me too great. But, you know, it was a very intense relationship, and it didn't end up ending after 3 years because of a lot of things. He was being super mean to me. He quit his job. I drained my savings account for his dream. Like, I was just, I'm not saying it was all his fault, because there was definitely like some other things going on, but like, I mean, at the end we literally broke up because he wouldn't get a job and made me drain my savings account and was trying to make me quit therapy and also being really mean to me and holding certain things over my head. It was like really, 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 really bad. Anyway, I have never like checked up on him. I went no contact with him. He didn't end up reaching out to me like, I want to say like 4 to 6 months ago, but I didn't answer. But I just like did not like engage really. And I'd never really checked on him ever since. And it's been like 2 years. I just was like out of sight, out of mind. And like lately I've been coming to this realization. Like, I don't think I've actually processed the breakup. I just think I processed the anger and me getting so angry at him for how things went down. And I never really processed that I lost, I'm not going to say my person. If they were my person, I'd still be here. But I lost my person for that time. I don't think I really processed that. And I think I'm starting to process that because again, curiosity killed the cat. Curiosity killed the cat. So the other day, when I was sitting there thinking, being all depressed, feeling all boo-hoo, boo, cry me a river for myself, feel bad for me, I decided like, oh, let me check his Instagram. Let's see how he's doing. Why did I do that? 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 Again, why did I do that? I know it's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But I checked it, and you know what? I didn't want to see anything on there, and I should have never checked it. I should have stayed curious. I should have let my mind wander. I should have not known. I should have not known. Then I found out that he has a new girlfriend, okay? And honestly, I don't want to be back together with him. I don't actually miss him. I think I just miss being with a person. But, like, she replaced me. I'm so sad. How could you do that? But no, seriously, like I was so hurt and I was so upset. And honestly, my first initial reaction was to start crying. And I was shaking and I was upset. But then like, okay, I really wanted to call him and just like be like, why, how could you do that to me? Blah, blah, blah. Like it's been 2 years. What is he doing to me? He's moving on with his life. That's completely okay. Good. Move on. Do your thing. Anyway, I think I'm just idolizing this in my head. But I truly do, like, if I sit there and think about it, I feel like he was the nicest, meanest person you ever was. He marked all the boxes, but he was also, like, walking a fine line of abuse, if not crossing it. And I never really understood that. And it always really, really hurt my feelings. Like, I feel like I walked away from the love of my life because I just couldn't put up with enough, or I couldn't just handle enough. And that just really, really sucks. My brain was just going everywhere with that, and I don't really think I processed that until, like, recently. And I think that's why I went to go check his Instagram, and then he saw that he had a girlfriend, and then like my brain also started doing that thing like, what if I built him up to be a better person for her, and then she gets the version of him that I wanted, and that's not fair. Well, it doesn't matter. Life is not fair, okay? Life is not fair, and that's just what it is. I honestly look back on that and I don't ever want to be in that situation again. I don't ever want to feel the way that I felt every day, because it was an everyday thing. Like, this wasn't just like a one day thing and I catastrophized it to the entire relationship. No, there were so many times like I kind of felt in the back of my head like something's wrong, something's off. Like when I first started social media, like making little jokes one day, and I was like, oh, like what if I got invited to like a reality TV show? Like that would be really cool. And he said if I ever got to those places, like he would break up with me. and like he wouldn't be with me. So I might not want to put myself in those positions. And if I did end up in those positions, he'd break up with me because I put myself in this position. So obviously I did something. This like fled into every area of my life. Like if I went to the gym, if someone started talking to me, obviously I did something for the guy to start talking to me. I don't know. It was just like a lot of pressure. Like I don't really want to be like that every day. And I was also just blamed so much. Like if anything ever went wrong, I was very vocal about me having mental health issues and I went to therapy for it. I was just very open about it because I thought it would help him understand me better, but I felt like he was just always, if anything went wrong, and of course I do take accountability, there are some things that are completely my fault, but I felt like everything that went wrong, it was my fault and I was always doing something to fix it or to be better or to just be better for the relationship, and it was never him. It was always me and my mental health and everything that I did wrong. And of course, you're only getting my side of the story. Like maybe it really was my mental health. I made everything go wrong. I don't really know. Yes, I do struggle with mental health issues, but I try my best not to let it hinder me. But I felt like every day he was telling me how much it hindered me and how much of a problem I was and how much a problem I was to him and all that. And I don't know. I just feel like someone that accepts you wouldn't do that to you, you know? And again, like I'm taking accountability. I was going to therapy, working on these things to be a better person. It just wasn't working and I don't want to be there again, but yeah, my brain was in there like, oh no, you miss him. No, I don't. But that really did hurt my feelings. It really did. So that obviously like ruined my freaking day and like did not make me feel any better. Like why did I think checking a man's Instagram was gonna make me feel better? It's a man. I was gonna say name a man's Instagram that could make you feel better. Actually, yeah, I'm up to the task. Are you guys up to the task? Give me a man's Instagram that will actually make me feel better. It's a man. And it's his Instagram. What man's Instagram is going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm healed now. No. Why did I think that was okay? I don't know. But it really just set me off that day, which was only like 2 days ago. But it really just set me off and I was just like upset and sadder than I was. And like, I was talking to my mom about it and like debriefing and she told me, she was like, you don't actually miss him. You're upset that your dream was shattered. You had a dream with that man. And I don't think that man was meant for that dream, but you did dream of being with that man and marrying that man. And you had this idea in your head of what your future was going to look like. And it's crushed. It's gone. Of course you're upset. And of course you're going to be angry. And of course you're going to feel those certain things. You're going to feel those curiosities, but you don't actually miss him. You miss your dream. And I was like, my mom actually never really meets me on like my emotional or mental level. And I feel like that was the first time she did actually like hit me in the heart. And I was like, mom, you're right. I never say my mom's right, okay? Because I'm stubborn. I'm an only child. But I was like, yeah, you're definitely right. But then I like went into spiel and I was like, well, now I kind of just feel bad that I haven't really worked on my relationships. Because that is something else that I realized, like looking at his Instagram, I was like, I don't know if I'm angry at him or if I'm angry at myself because I've kind of been isolating. I haven't been going on dates. I haven't been working on myself. I haven't been trying new things. Like I really haven't branched out since we broke up. And if I have, it was just like one time and I ghosted them. Like I mentally guess couldn't handle it. But I was like sitting there also telling my mom like how I felt like I was angry at myself and I'm like angry at the world and everything. And she was just like, I just want you to know, like, this isn't a marathon, not a race. It's not a race. You don't need to be in a relationship. Like, right now, you might need to be in a relationship with yourself in order to gain the best relationship, in your dream, and actually make those dreams work. And I was like, mom, you're really spitting facts right now. Stop it. I don't like it. No, but I really do like it because it did calm me down. But because where I have like emotional regulation issues, I really didn't get emotionally regulated until the following day. It did help me a lot and put some things into perspective of that I might not necessarily miss this person. I just miss a person because of things that he was doing for me, like any human being can do. Like any person that I'm dating should be giving me cuddles and love and sending me love text messages as I would do to them. And they should be like, I don't know, mindful of me and wanting to hear about my day as I want to hear about theirs and mindful of their day. But any person in a relationship should and could be doing those things and not just him because there's so many reasons I actually don't want to be with him. So it's not him that I want to be with, as I want to be with a person. So yeah, I miss people, but I don't miss him. Does that make any sense? Am I cooking right now? Y'all hearing what I'm saying? And I feel like that's like valuable information to so many people. Like, if you're missing someone right now and like it, the relationship ended, you guys are no contact, don't talk to each other anymore, you might not miss them. You might miss the idea of who you thought that was and who you want to have in your life. And you'll get there, but you need to uphold your boundaries and don't be like me and start checking their Instagram and reaching out. Okay, I didn't reach out, but don't reach out. Don't be checking their Instagram. It doesn't matter. There is no closure. I don't truly believe closure exists. You're not going to gain anything out of it, but just know that you might just miss people and you don't miss that person. Because I've been struggling with that lately and it's not been fun. It has not been a great time. Obviously, this still brings me some emotion, or I wouldn't sit here and talking about it like, oh, I don't miss him. Obviously, this brings up feelings, but I feel like a lot of people don't understand the mental battle of like healing and getting better and unlearning these things, because it's not that like, oh, I'm deciding to unlearn it, so now it's super easy and the mental battle isn't there anymore. It's like, no, I'm doing a different action and now I'm like really pissed off. I can't act the way that I want to act. Like I'm like, does that, I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm going to use jealousy as an example because I feel like this is the only way I'm going to be able to explain this and everyone will understand. So like, say you're a really jealous person and you want to change that about yourself. Okay. Like you're extremely jealous. You're putting this on to people. It's starting to ruin your relationships. You feel like your anxiety and everything that's going on inside of you internally is not a good thing anymore. And it's just not a good thing. It's just not feeling great, because when you're extremely jealous, that is not a good feeling. So when you try to change your reactions and like what you're doing, it doesn't change the fact that you still have extreme anxiety and paranoia about whatever you're jealous over. It does not change the fact that I want to rip my hair out. I want to start screaming. I want to start throwing things. I want to start slashing your tires because I'm jealous. It doesn't change any of that. I'm now just sitting here calmly trying to be like, kumbaya, but feeling all those feelings still in my body. But I'm trying to change because I have to change my action for my brain and everything else to change with it. So I'm still feeling jealous. I'm still feeling angry. And I'm still feeling all those feelings that I felt before. I'm just trying to do a different reaction. But that's not changing the mental battle or the dialogue going on in my head, at least in the beginning. So I feel like right now, like I'm trying to change, you know, these things in my life. But I'm still mentally battling the same mental battle that I've been fighting for years, but I'm doing different actions and now I'm extremely uncomfortable because I have all these feelings and thoughts and dialogues in my head that have been happening in the past, but I'm not acting on it the way that I want to, if that makes sense. Like, the way that I want to act right now is like not making this video, falling off the face of the earth, just being under my blanket, watching Netflix all day, laying there and not contributing a goddamn thing to society. And I'm being so serious. I genuinely mean that with my heart. If I could do what I wanted and felt in my body, I would be laying in bed all the time. You would never see me again. I would be so tired. I would be not doing anything and literally living in my depression if I could act on my feelings. But I don't want that and I want to change that. But the thing is, the mental battle is still there. The mental battle is still there. I still feel those things and I'm still thinking about those things. I'm just literally doing opposite action. But now the brain is fighting itself. Like now in my brain, I'm like, there is now an argument like, hey, lay down, be depressed. And the other part of the brain is like, no, get up because you don't want this life for yourself. But brain is just screaming and crying and you still have those all those old emotions and it's just like a cluster frick of frick emotions. It sucks. It's not fun. It's not a good time. When you initially do like the safe thing or the healthy thing, it does not feel healthy or safe. It feels like almost worse because now I can't act the way that I want to act or like want to initially react or like subconsciously react, if you know what I'm trying to say. But I'm aware, I'm trying to change these things. And because I'm aware, I feel like I'm on the right path, because if I wasn't aware, that means I'm probably not doing the right thing, because I'm just like la-di-da-di-da, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, and just things will just start happening to show me awareness. So at least I'm aware. I'm starting to change these things. I'm still getting up. I'm still getting ready. I'm still hanging out with you guys. I'm still trying to keep a positive attitude, which relatively today, I do feel pretty positive. I do feel really great. I might just be excited to be here because I love yapping your guys' head off. I feel like I'm going down the right path. And I am feeling pretty good today. So I did feel like the other day I was going to like be like, I was going to just fall over and die from anxiety. But I'm still here. I'm still living. I'm still making it, even though I made dumb decisions. And I just wanted to tell you about it so you feel a little less alone, because I get it. I'm curious. I'm an overthinker. My mind be wandering, and sometimes I just need to know. But learn from me. Sometimes you don't need to know because it's embarrassing to be checking your ex's Instagram, especially when you literally don't want to be with them. So clearly I'm aware, and there's a few things I have to work on for a little bit, and that's okay. Like right now
I'll probably be downloading like Inge or like Tinder.
I don't want to do it, but like I have to work on my relationships and I have to work on being more open and meeting new people and doing new things. I have to be open. I have things to work on. But actually, I am a little excited for it because as much as checking his Instagram hurt my feelings, it showed me what I needed to work on. It gave me a little kick in the butt and was like, hey, quit isolating, quit being lonely. You need to get out there and do something new because you're putting your life on pause for no freaking reason. Because I honestly didn't even realize I was putting my life on pause before I did that. So I feel like intuitively it might have been a good thing and the universe knew I needed to do that so I could get a kick in the butt. But don't be like me. Don't be like me. Let me be your kick in the butt, okay? Let me be your kick in the butt. If you're isolating and lonely and feel like you're in a stuck pass, just download the stupid little dating app and try your best. And maybe eventually you'll run into someone in person if you don't want to meet someone off the dating app. But if you're not running into people in person that you like, maybe you should try the dating apps. I guess I'm trying the dating apps. I don't think I want to be like in a relationship yet. Like I'm open to it. Like whatever happens, happens. If I find my person, I find my person. But I don't like want to force anything. I just definitely need to like try to like communicate with other people and stuff. If that makes sense. And I'm not going to be out here using a man. I don't think I'm a hoe. I'm not going to be out here using on a man, but I just want to like just meet new people and do new things. And I feel like my best option at this rate, because of the world that we live in, my best choice is going to be dating apps. So I'm trying to get out of my head. I'm trying to work on my relationships and I'm trying to just be kinder to myself because I realize I'm also doing a lot of negative self-talk lately. And I think negative self-talk manifests bad things for yourself. So all positive things. We're so pretty. We're so smart. We handle our emotions well. If you're watching this on YouTube, you get a little more things, I guess, because I didn't say what my hand just did, but I did the little sort of movement. Just so you know, if you are listening on podcasts. But yeah, we're doing all the self-help work bull crap and things because we need it. Some of the self-help stuff, you have to do it because it does work and it does help. Even if you wish it didn't, because it's annoying to do, it does help. Because if you continue living the way that you have been and thinking doing something different won't help, you're like insane. Like that is actually the definition of insanity. Doing the same shit every single day and expecting a different outcome. So the self-help stuff does help. Not everything, but something will, okay? Not everything in the self-help world has helped me, but there are some things in the self-help world that has helped me. And I'm sure some of the things that help me will not help you. And some of the things that help you will not help me. So, I don't know. Self-help. Yay. I don't know. I kind of just wanted to air myself out to you guys today because I don't know why I do this. Why am I telling the internet that I was stalking my ex-boyfriend on Instagram? I don't think you're allowed to do that on YouTube, but whatever. And if you are listening to Apple Podcasts, Take a look at my YouTube. I feel like some of the little emotes that I'm doing today are a little bit funny. So make sure to check me out on YouTube. And if you are, give it a big thumbs up because it helps me out so much. And make sure to hit the subscribe button. We're trying to grow our community. We're trying to find our people. Okay? So make sure you hit the subscribe button. And if you're listening on podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you're listening to this podcast on, make sure to give it a 5-star rating and to leave me a review. It's going to help me out so much, again, with finding my community and my people and, you know, helping the algorithm, because we need to find our people in our community. I love it here. You guys make me feel less alone. And I hope to do the same for you because I'm not airing this out for nothing. So if I am making you feel alone, make me stop. Please let me stop. Tell me to stop. We don't need to be doing this all the time. Like, I swear there's method to my madness here, but if there's not, let me know because I need to stop embarrassing myself on the internet. Just wanted to update you about my daily life and everything because your girl has been struggling. And if you're struggling too, just know that you're not alone. And if you're not struggling right now, I love you and keep doing whatever you're doing. Because keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Don't be like me. If you're thinking you're stinking, don't think about it too much. Keep going. Because again, I have no idea why I would tell you that, but I did. Thank you guys so much for listening. And if you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget, I upload weekly. I will be uploading on every single Friday. To make sure to keep a lookout for that, hit that subscribe button. Hit that 5-star review button. Hit that like button. Hit the buttons. Hit the buttons. Hit the buttons as long as they're the positive buttons. Because again, it helps me find my community. Let's find this community. Let's grow this community. Let's do the freaking thing. Also, before I jump off here, what are your thoughts on guests? Like, I have a few people that I want to bring on the podcast, but I'm like, I don't know. What do the people want? What do you guys want? You guys want to hear other people's perspectives and things and hear me conversate and entertain with other people? Because I got a few people lined up that I think would be an amazing fit for my podcast. So let me know if you want more content than just from me now. Because I'm open. I'm open. And there's a few people I want to bring on. But I don't know. I don't know. I've never done anything like that. But yeah, again, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. And until next week, I love you guys.